the brand new www.mixtapeshow.net.
Yeah, 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 what it do? It's your boy Dex Digital with the mixtape. It's the only hip-hop podcast y'all even need to be bothering with. And unless you're new, you already knew it. Anyway, by the way, actually, if you are new, you may want to go back and check out a couple of the older episodes for an artist named Akir. Then that way, you know, you'll be a little bit more familiar with him when this interview starts up. But either way, actually, you're just going to dig it anyway. Akir's going to drop some knowledge on you. We got him out in New York dodging city buses. Just handling the interview via cell phone. So, you know, we're keeping it. We're keeping it hood, or we're keeping it gang. We're keeping it something. Anyway, whatever. Something good. Fuck it. Just listen to the interview, man.
This is Dex with the mixtape. I'm out here with Akir. So why don't you introduce yourself, man?
Yo, what up, world? This is Akir. You know what I'm saying? Source Sunstar Hank 2005. Fight for Records. One Enterprises. Stat Beats. We're out here, you know, checking in on the West Coast. You know what I mean?
Right. All over the place, man. So let's start where I usually start. You know, let's go back a little bit. Just, you know, kind of what got you. Actually, Akir. Let's start with Akir real quick. Where'd you get that name from?
Hello?
You got me? Where'd you get your name from, Akir?
Well, actually, it started out because everybody had a tag, you know what I mean? And that was a cool thing to do, run around, throw your name up on walls, shit like that. You know what I mean? Everybody had tags, the graffiti tags and whatnot that they would run around with. And I had just started admiring that, so I was playing with some letters and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Came up with Akir. And then, you know, as I progressed, you know what I'm saying, the meaning of it started to, you know, progress. It had a couple acronyms, you know, the one that stuck with me the most is always keeping it real,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And it just became part of me, you know what I mean? So That's how that happened.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, since we're on there, let's talk a little bit about, you know, how'd you get into hip hop? You know, where'd you come up? All that sort of thing. You know, just let people know.
I mean, when I started rhyming, it was actually on the radio. I had a radio show back in the day.
Right. That's right.
Me and Southpaw. Mm-hmm. And my man E-Rock. And you know, we used to play instrumentals to kill time. Like, you know, after we were done with our set, like to end it off, mm-hmm. we would play instrumentals. Or if we weren't sure exactly what our playlist would be, we'd play instrumentals. And one time, you know, obviously the radio rule is like not to have any dead air.
Right.
So, you know, my man Southpaw was like, you know, go ahead, why don't you rhyme? So mm-hmm. I tried my hand at it. And after that, you know, I just ran with it.
Had you been rhyming before? You just jumped on the radio, or you just like?
You gotta say that again, man. These New York City buses are crazy.
were you rhyming before that?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? I was a fan of hip hop. I mean, basically, I was raised on hip hop. You know what I mean?
Right.
Walking around the street, or you know, listening to the radio. Back in the day, we had Red Alert and you know, 98.7 Kiss and all that.
Right.
So. You know, hip-hop was just a part of my life, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I had a cousin, I have a cousin named Daniel, who is actually from the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
So he would turn me on to a lot of stuff as well. He's like 7 years my senior.
Right.
So, you know, he would turn me on to, like, the newest Run DMC track, or the newest KRS-One joint, or the newest Ice Cube shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I used to dub his tapes between him and, like, Red Alert, man. You know, I had the stick collection, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I really got into hip-hop. And then, you know, like I said, I started rhyming on the radio show. And then after that, people started throwing my rhymes. I just kept with it.
How would you, you know, if you had to put yourself in a category, you know, a lot of people don't like to do that. I mean, if you had to describe, you know, your style, your flow, or whatever, you know, how would you do that?
I heard the question, but you gotta speak up. Basically, in terms of how I would describe my style, I'd prefer not to compare myself to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, most of my music is based on like social commentary, you know?
Right.
Basically, things that I see or experience, or even sometimes, you know, it might be compiled of, you know, my friends' experiences or
right.
things that I've seen on the news and current events, things of that nature. But I always feel like, you know, it's, you know, somebody gave me an opportunity to speak to a large amount of people through my music, so I feel like, why waste that time?
Right.
You know what I mean? Why not, provide some food for thought or, you know, some sort of message in the music, you know?
Right.
In terms of my style, I mean, definitely got to give it up to cats like, you know, Rakim, Nas, Q-Tip, Slick Rick, because those are definitely like people that have been my favorites. And I'd be lying if I said that, you know, they didn't have any type of influence on my life, let alone the music that I make. So
right. Yeah, I've actually heard you compared to Nas a couple times. Even when I was just like passing the track around, you know, to people, I was showing people that Politics one. They were like, "Is this Nas? What is this?" I mean, how you feel about being compared to people like that?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I give ultimate props to the dude. You know what I'm saying? He definitely is a pillar in hip hop.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I accept it as a compliment. However, you know, I want people to respect me for me.
Of course,
And understand that this is not a marketing gimmick. This is not some shit that I sat down in my house trying to figure out how I could be like this dude.
Right, right.
You know, it's just, this is the way that I rhyme. This is the way that I put my words together. And, you know, some people, you know, it's human nature for people to compare things.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? For instance, if you know, as a radio DJ, if you hear something and you want to relay your enthusiasm to somebody else about it, the first thing either you're going to do or they're going to ask is, who does this cat
sound like? Yeah, what do sound like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And usually, you know, I mean, I fall victim to it as well, you know, where I'll be like, okay, I'll take three or four different MCs and I'll say, that's who that person sounds like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Again, you know what I'm saying? It's something that comes from my soul and my heart. And I really hope that on this next project, people are able to identify more with me than trying to pigeonhole me and say that, you know, I sound like Nas or, you know, whatever. So.
Right. Yeah, well, let's save the... let's get back to this upcoming project, because I want to talk about that in just a second. But, let's see. I think a few people might know you from, obviously, you got the Street Edition Volume 1 and 2.
Right.
With 1. And what's up? Because I know you had that one remix with Immortal Technique. Now, that was your track first. That was just you, wasn't it?
Correct.
And then you linked up with him, and then he jumped on that as well, right?
Well, the thing is that, I don't know if you know just a little background history.
Right.
Me and Immortal Technique have been running together since
like high school, right?
16 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so before we even really got into this rap shit for real.
Yeah.
And you know, he did his thing. He went up to he went up to Philly, got locked up for a minute, came back to New York, and I was down in D.C. You know, getting on my rap grind and going to Howard University, and. Myself, Southpaw, and a couple of my business partners, YG, my man Dada the Golden Child, DJ Infinite, we started up a company called One Enterprises. So, the song One actually is our company anthem.
I see.
And, you know, as my career is progressing, and also as Technique, you know, he saw that the song, you know, was a powerful song. You know
right.
what I mean? And, you know, just like I believe in his talent, he believes in mine as well. So since he was getting a lot of light, a lot of shine, you know what I'm saying, he decided to go ahead and use that for the outro of his album. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to give him a lot of respect and props for that, because it opened up a whole new world for me. So,
right.
You know, it was cool.
Yeah, yeah. So now what exactly is One Enterprises? Because I see that, you know, few different places. What exactly is it that y'all do out there?
Well, One Enterprises is basically a media corporation. Right now, we function mostly as a production house. So, you know, I am the marquee artist on One Enterprises,
mm-hmm.
but we also have like a sick team of producers who are also like my business partners as well. The actual way that One functions is it's almost like a conglomerate, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has their individual entities, but we come together as one, you know, as a united front to be able to legitimately, like, compete against larger entities, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we work on the premise where, like, if I'm in Amsterdam doing a show, you know, and I'm shouting One Enterprises, and somebody is down in Miami hustling CDs, and they're shouting out One Enterprises, and somebody just did a score for a movie, and they're shouting out One Enterprises, you know, by the end of the day, the buzz just got bigger, and all of us are able to receive that buzz and use that buzz to further our careers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what One Enterprises is.
Right. Speaking of Amsterdam, man, how's the international market, you know, responding?
The international market is beautiful. I'm actually just getting my feet wet in that part of the business.
Right.
The way that they receive American artists, the way they receive real hip-hop,
right,
is a beautiful thing.
It is. It is, yeah.
I just had the pleasure of going over to Sweden,
uh-huh.
Oxford, and London, England, and the reception was out of control, man. Like, I really love going to different places and seeing how people relate to my music, though, you
right.
know, we might have different immediate surrounding,
mm-hmm.
there's always some connection.
Some
there,
kind of common ground, right.
So it's a beautiful thing. I've started to get some buzz in Australia.
Okay.
I'm looking to try to work some things out in Japan. But it's definitely a good look. I'm really excited about the overseas market because
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, not only is it very good financially, it's also good just to see, like, because I think you know, them being them somewhat getting feeling like the delay of hip hop,
mm-hmm.
they still have a honest heart in terms of receiving hip hop, whereas in America the business is so saturated. And the industry is so saturated in, like, over-promoted.
Right.
That people more so respond to music based on the buzz, the hype.
Right.
Or, you know, the media exposure behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where there, if you play something and people like it, they're still at the level where they're going and purchase it just because of that.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
So, yeah, I'm definitely excited about that. I'm actually going to Venezuela in a couple days. So that's another
you'd be touring down there or?
Yeah.
Nice. Venezuela, huh, man?
So I'm excited about that.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
I didn't really expect it. I've been getting a lot of good reception from Korea as well.
Really? Korea?
Yeah.
Huh.
Most recently it's been, you know, I've been tracking my CD sales and a lot of my sales have been coming from Korea.
Hmm.
And Slovenia, there's a whole world, you know.
It's global, I guess, man.
Huh?
They said it's global, I guess, man. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's just talk about a couple things you've done. You know, you've been on the Warped Tour. Now, was that last year or was that this year? Were you on this year's one as well?
No, I wasn't on this year's one.
You were on last year's. How was that, man? Because I haven't been out there personally. I mean, that must have been some
Warped
different
Tour.
Type stuff.
The Warped Tour was crazy, man. I mean, it's just fucking hot all the time. I mean, because it's a summer tour, so
right.
I probably wore a shirt maybe the first 4 dates, and we did about 15 dates. You know,
right?
Really, I mean, it's grueling, but it's definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because coming off the Warped Tour, people really showed a lot of respect.
Right.
You know. It opened up a new fan base because the thing that's dope about the Warped Tour is that people aren't really coming there to hear hip-hop music.
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
You know, but if you can suck in somebody who, you know, might listen to punk or might listen to rock music or might listen to metal or might listen to, you know, whatever, they you know, and they tell their friends about it, that's a whole different market
exactly.
that you normally would not have access to.
Right.
So it's beautiful, man. I mean, we got to see a lot of the inner fabric of America, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, especially when you're touring, the places that you go are normally around the border, because that's where all the major cities are.
Right.
So to be able to be in the interior of the United States of America and you know, see the Rocky Mountains and, you know, see the plains and all that type of shit, man, it was a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was grueling as hell, though, because a lot of the dates were close together.
I see. Like, you know? Like just back-to-back and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I see.
Want some shit like jump off stage, drive, go to sleep for a couple hours, wake up, go back on the road, do another road trip, you know what I mean?
Damn, I guess.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, and additionally, you know, the whole unsigned hype thing.
Oh, yeah.
I just picked up the Source just kind of randomly, and I was like, oh, shit, it's Secure. He's in the Source.
No doubt.
I think that's around when I hit you up first or something like that.
To be honest with you, that's when a lot of people started paying more attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, it doesn't hold as much weight as it used to.
Exactly, yeah, unfortunately, but or fortunately.
For me, I mean, I definitely feel honored to be in the ranks of the people, you know, my predecessors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, Pac, Biggie, Naughty by Nature, the list goes on. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I definitely feel honored, and it's a badge. It's a badge of honor that I wear, you know, with a lot of pride.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's like, you know, back to what I was saying about the overseas market and how they respect music and go and support the music just because of that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Not around the buzz and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in America, you know, whereas the CD had been out for almost a year and a half, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I had been pumping it up and down the East Coast, hand to hand, with my street team.
Right, how many units did you move with that anyway?
To date, we're probably at about 15, 16 now.
Damn, 15,000, 16,000.
You know, I mean, but it's you know, that's the total after, you know, 2, damn near 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but with that said, you know, all that hard work and meeting people and compiling a fan list and you know, an email list and going to industry parties and chopping myself off of radio stations. It wasn't until I got to Unsigned Hype where people looked at it like, in retrospect, like, damn, you know, I met this kid. He gave me this stuff, and, you know, I listened to it. I thought it was cool. But now, let's talk to him, and let's see what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, in that respect, you know, it's kind of funny style. But at the same time, I'm still thankful for it because now I have the exposure that I need to keep it popping.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, it is like that. I won't even, you know, because I've seen the same thing happen. So, you know, I mean, speaking of, you know, just, you know, the whole America thing, you know, let's transfer a little bit over. You know, Politrix is your most recent release single.
Correct.
Right. So, you know, you said it before, you know, you're on that, you know, kind of social consciousness thing. You know, if you want to go ahead and, like, talk about the concept behind that sort of thing.
Well, Politrix, for all don't know, the song is about, disenfranchised Black America. And
right.
How, Black and Brown America, and how we deal with the voting process it's a young man's journey through his life, and then realizing that he probably should engage the voting process. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, if you go out and vote, you're going to, you know, enough people go out and vote, we'll be able to pick the right person, because, I mean, we all saw Bush get elected twice.
Yeah.
On some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
At the same time, you know, if you don't engage the process, then you actually, it's almost like you're giving up your right.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are you giving up your right, but it's almost like throwing shit in the face of people who risk their lives to be able to provide that right for you.
Right.
You know, so the song basically just takes you on a journey where this young man, you know what I'm saying, he's basically taking a stance like, you know, I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
Every time I turn that shit on, there's a whole bunch of murder, violence, some bullshit, you know.
Yeah, I remember that because that was the opening lines. What was that? Like, I don't watch the news to just add to my blues. I was like, okay, that's me. Yeah, that was me. I was like, okay, let's check this one out. I'm listening to this right now.
You know, because, I mean, how many times have you turned on the news, you sit there, you want to be engaged. You want to have some shit that comes on.
You want to be informed, all that thing.
That puts you on to some current event. That mm-hmm. puts you on to something that you did not know about before.
Right.
You know what I mean? And how many times do you have that intent, turn on a TV, and then see some, you know, like an hour worth of murders,
yeah,
you know, political, like, you know, conflict, some bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just garbage, you know. Yeah, no, I got you, man.
And then half the time, you know, when they do, you know, offer some type of information or something to clue you in on what might be going on for real, the statistics to play with so that it's in somebody else's favor, all kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, long story short, you know, he's basically at the point where he's like, the politicians don't care about us, you know, they're not putting money in my pocket, and half the time they're trying to lock me up for just trying to feed my family.
Right.
So you know what? Fuck that shit. And then, you know, it goes into the hook. The second verse is more so he's starting to deal with some issues in his life. And, you know, his brother goes off to the military, you know, instead
right.
of getting evicted, he just got a ticket for pissing on the street.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
You know, a whole bunch of shit is happening in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes into the third verse. And by the third verse, he's starting to relate his direct instances to the fact that, you know, he probably should engage the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Maybe if he does try, maybe some of those things can change.
Right.
You know, and the thing that I want, that was most important to me about developing that song was at the end to not make it dreg and not make it feel like, you know, there's no hope in the world.
Right. Provide some kind of hope kind of thing at the end.
Exactly.
I see.
So at the end, you know what I'm saying, you hear Angela Davis speaking on basically trying to find a way where another world is possible.
Yeah, another world is possible, yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, in a nutshell, that's what politics is about, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't talk shit unless you engage the system.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you might think it's in vain, at least you're doing your part so that when you step out there and you make a conscious statement or, you know, you want to complain about some shit, you at least did your part.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cool. Yeah, no, we played the politics cut last time, and just response from it has been crazy so far. So, you know, I had to get you on to have you talk about that a little bit at least.
Out.
Yeah, but let's see. Oh, so we talking about this next album then, man. This next project you're working on. What, I mean, projects, I mean, maybe you got a couple. I mean, what's coming up?
Well, my solo release is going to be called Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the projects is kind of a joint venture with Viper.
With Viper, that's right, yeah.
Fat Beat Distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So we're releasing this album, Legacy. It's going to have a lot of cameos on it. I've got Abby O'Doon from The Last Poets. I've got
Gray.
I've got The Heat Makers. I've got S1, who just did a joint with Illmind.
Right.
Illmind. Decompose, the whole One Enterprises production crew is on there. So it's definitely a solid project.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole theme of the album is basically how the generations relate to each other,
mm-hmm.
and what legacies were not left, where do we pick off from that, and how do we create a legacy for the future, you know. So
okay.
I'm really excited about the project. It's, you know, this is my first attempt at, like, legitimate, like, legitimate records and CDs, you know what I mean?
Like a serious album, like...
Correct.
Putting out there, yeah.
You know, complete with mixing, mastering, you know, barcodes, distribution, right. All that stuff.
All that stuff, yeah. All that official
shit.
I'm
taking it all in, but I'm definitely trying to, you know, keep focused and make this shit a successful endeavor, so...
Right.
So yeah, that's what it is. And the, you know, the project, I really put a lot into it. I wanted to, I want people to get familiar with me so that, you know, those people who say, you know, hey, that kid is hot, sounds like Nas. Mm-hmm. You know, if they take a listen to the album, they'll be like, oh, that's a kid.
Right.
And the next time I hit, I don't have to deal with that shit. I'll
right.
be like, you know, you like my shit, you like my shit.
Exactly, yeah. Cool. So when can we expect that, man? When's that coming out?
I'm looking at sometime this fall, I believe.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So we thinking like October-ish, November-ish?
I can't really go there with you on that.
Oh, okay.
But sometime in the fall, man. Definitely.
All right. That's exact enough for me. I'm cool with that.
Definitely. In addition to that, I got a lot of different side projects that I worked on.
Mm-hmm.
These cats down in Maryland, they D&D Productions, not like D&D Studios. They're releasing a CD called Diverse and a single coming out soon called Business 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be coming out. Also, I'm in like a super group with Vord Omega, Hassan Salam. I want to say Don Pacino is on it too, from Killer Army.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's right.
Carnage, who often appears with Vastair.
Right.
Through Backwoods Studios is called, the name of the album, I believe, is called Terra Firma.
Terra Firma, okay.
Yeah, so that should be coming out sometime this fall as well, so I'm excited about it, you know?
Cool. Sounds good. All right. You want to do any last minute shout outs? Anything, you know, we want to let people know?
Yeah, man. You know, check for the Legacy album coming out this fall.
Mm.
Definitely check for that single, Power Tricks. The back has me and Tech on a track called Treason. The website is www.oneenterprises.com. A lot of times I also put like little exclusive joints on my MySpace page, so that's just myspace.com/Akir.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll be launching a new website pretty soon called alwayskeepitreal.com.
Mm-hmm.
So that's flavor. You know, and just keep listening and, you know, support, because we definitely try to strive to make good hip hop for people to enjoy. So.
Cool. All right, man. Thanks for being on the show.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
It's calling. It's calling. Yo. I can't call it alcoholic, pull my guts out in the toilet. Can't afford it, then I'm filming, snoring dreams about scoring, supporting. They're all chickens at the club with the cameras flicking. My clicking position, bringing tips in with precision tradition. Only my vision, fruition through the right decision. I charge a righteous living from soups to frying chicken. Fruits and I ain't lifting, moves but I ain't shifting. Climbing but I ain't risen, this ain't no nuclear vision. It's money missing, so my stats is like Sunny listening. OG's motion over and say Sunny listen. Clown cops risking to in for all they funny business. Risking their life and prison, losing their wife and children. But I see them building, stacking bricks and buying builders. Hard to filling up the ceiling and supply of million. Not into their system, provided by a system, miss them. Zigging that resistor gets the system, so they can
kiss them. It's calling for the streets. Calling me out.
It's calling.
Calling like it's all until we ballin'. The fiends crawling past the backdrop, the scenes appalling. Y'all the innocent in a different space. I used to say it often comfortable.
when my little ways plus a small office had just hit. I lost in the west but couldn't forfeit. Towers devoured the office. It was economic torture, my man. Said he got a plan, is about to bring a fortune. Miami, where he ran his trees, connects playing the Porsche jet skiing past the manatees. Riches made us talk of white tees and dungarees. In the rental car, quick back up, hoping the castle call back up thick. Bag up, ish, counting money to season the sticks. He had a chick, used to distribute a student, plus he's too smooth. In a Gucci suit, whenever the smoke move. Had the little hustlers giving up cash, get a chance to that ass whenever she would come past. Had to dash for a trip on some family ish, but little did I know that chicken was about to get hit. And yo, the broad on some slit ish, had the fed sip kit. When I came back, she pointed chicken out and said it's this kid, yo.
It's calling, it's calling, it's calling for the streets.
Yeah.
Calling.
Is dedicated to anybody who had the hustle to survive. When your ribs are touching and the bumps just gotta eat, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, when you wanna do the right thing, but you gotta get your hands dirty. It's just a preview. Legacy.
That's right, that's right. Once again, new single by Akir, Calling. So I want to give thanks, big shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Akir and the entire One Enterprises family. You can go and hit them up, myspace.com/Akir. Been the lookout, episode 10 of the mixtape coming up next week. Next week I'm probably going to have a music show, ain't done that in a little bit. You know, some hot underground tracks, you know how we do. And if you don't, you need to go check out the site. Also, the show notes are available on there, so any info you need about Akir, you can go and check it out there. Also, you just be checking that out weekdays, you know what I'm saying, daily or semi-daily. We got new posts on the site, you know what I'm saying, news, commentary, links to free music, all sorts of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, just go and tell your friends, post that shit on message boards, you know what I'm saying, write it on a wall. Tell your congressman, tell your congresswoman, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it big here, you know what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor. It's your boy Dex Digital Man with the mixtape. Get at me.
Yeah, yeah, it's the mixtape show, baby. www.mixtapeshow.net.